This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Prime Minister Datuk Seri Najib Razak recently unveiled the 11th Malaysia Plan, the last leg of the country's scramble to meet Vision 2020. With the construction sector expected to be a major beneficiary over the next 5 years, this ensures the country remains the highest importer of labour in Asia. Legal or undocumented, many of these migrants are low-skilled and risk life and limb for whatever work is available to pay off agency recruitment fees and send money home. However, the decision to seek greener pastures here in Malaysia can prove fatal.
One Bangladeshi worker was killed and another injured at the Mass Rapid Transport MRT Semantan Portal construction site along Jalan Duta.
MRT Corp has identified those responsible for an accident that killed 3 Bangladeshi workers in August and is taking action to remove them from the project's construction.
MRT Corp Chief Executive Officer Azhar Abdul Hamid has announced his resignation over the accident which claimed 3 lives at the MRT construction site.
The latest fatality of the mega MRT project was a 28-year-old Bangladeshi worker identified only as Safiqul. He was crushed while dismantling a temporary structure used for slab work around 1 a.m. on May 24th at the Tun Razak Exchange work site. The location is an underground portion of the MRT project in Kuala Lumpur, under the jurisdiction of project delivery partner, the MMC Gamuda Joint Venture. I spoke to the JV's head of safety, Chris Senton, who tells me that everything on site checks out.
Yes, DOSH, the authorities, they came on and they had a look at the site, and I think they appreciate the conditions that are on site. So only a small section was closed down, and that's been subsequently lifted.
At the same time, Chris assures the company is taking its own initiative to ensure the proper standard operating procedures are being adhered to and the workers are all able and prepared to continue the job.
We are still looking at certain aspects from the supervisory issues to make sure that we have the right supervisors there. Ones that in this particular instance where the sequence of works wasn't followed, we have to make sure that the right people are there to actually conduct these operations. But the systems that we've checked, the equipment we've checked, and it's safe for use. It's just making sure that the mindsets are ready to use it and they've all been rebriefed and retrained on the correct sequence of works.
Now, with the MRT project already under close scrutiny, Chris gives me a rundown of the report card for the work sites the company is in charge of and why these accidents still happen.
We have multi-layer approval systems, so they're very, very comprehensive. That includes approval internally and also externally with our client, MRTC. So independent checks are actually done. So the conclusion I can draw would be lack of compliance and possibly enforcement, which is where most incidents actually come from. It's rare it's through an operating procedure. It's more to do with actually conducting your operations in accordance with the procedure.
I also spoke to MRT Corp's Strategic Communications and Public Relations Director, Amir Mahmud Raza, who explains some of the most stringent safety requirements were already in place since the project's inception in 2012.
There are 2 levels of enforcement. One is by ourselves as the owner. And then there is obviously the PDP who enforces it to their subcontractors. Yeah. So now, SOPs in the form of method statements, as I said, does not exist for all activities at the worksite. Now, obviously, you rightfully said when they're not followed, you risk having an incident, and unfortunately, we've had a few. And also, sometimes lack of supervision by the subcontractors themselves.
Now this brings me to my next question. After Safiqul's death at the Tun Razak Exchange site, Tenaga Nita revealed the Bangladeshi was working under 3 layers of subcontracted workers. Is the practice of handing out subcontracts to blame for these accidents? Mahmud tells me that as the project owner, they have no choice but to employ this method to get things done.
Contractors with special skill sets will be required to do a specific work. So, for example, let's say contractor A wins a project for one of the packages, but the skill set that he has, he needs to make it stronger by employing a subcontractor who's, say, very good in digging or very good in tiling, right? So then he subcontracts it. So the use of subcontractors itself is not the problem. The weakness is with the supervision of workers by the subcontractors and the main contractors. And some of subcontractors have a very high standard of safety. They ensure safety of the workers are looked after. Others don't. Now, MRT Corp, as the owner and project developer, will continue to manage such non-compliance, as I said earlier, through warning letters and subsequently terminating them from the job. We have that power. MRT Corp has that authority.
There have been a number of calls to end this practice of subcontracting jobs to eliminate the risk of accidents, fatal or otherwise. Mahmood assures me that in the event of a problem, no one will be let off scot-free.
Notwithstanding the levels that are involved, depending on the findings from the investigations of any incident, everyone along the chain of command from the main contractor to the subcontractors and supervisors can be found liable for any incident. And these parties can be jointly and severally responsible. And also the OSH Act makes the senior management of these parties also personally liable if the accident is found to be caused by negligence.
The problem with this system is that once the safety of the labourers has been compromised, it's often too late for the victims, regardless of whether it is a lack of enforcement or compliance to SOPs. In the last 3 years, there have been 5 deaths and 8 serious injuries in the project. The number of minor injuries and other mishaps are unclear. Despite this, MRT Corp says it has not had to face any lawsuits.
No, there have not been any court cases that have arisen out of the death or injury to workers or even members of the public as a result of injury or accident. We have not had any legal suits relating to accidents in and around the MRT sites.
However, the next of kin of affected migrant workers have no legal avenues to push for proper compensation in their native countries. In the case of the 3 Bangladeshis who were crushed under the concrete span that collapsed at the Sungai Buloh site, their families were paid 25,000 ringgit each. Some would say the sum is far from adequate. Looking at the country's construction sector as a whole, Tenaganita recently said it has been working on a long list of cases where migrant workers were amputated, paralysed, burned or suffered other severe injuries from construction sites in Malaysia. The question is, how many of these will even make it to the headlines? Earlier, we spoke to MMC Gamuda Head of Safety, Chris Senton, and MRT Corp Strategic Communications and Public Relations Director, Amir Mahmud Raza. This is Nadia Aziz, reporting for BFM.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.